mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep.
Oh my God, what? How have we gotten here in hip hop? What are we doing? Like, I am disgusted, Jermaine. You literally ruined a perfect Monday episode that I had specifically planned to not only, like, I don't want to say praise you, but to give you some credit for that halfway diss. But you ruined it. You didn't just let Nas down again. You let Doug down. You literally ruined this. But don't worry. Have no fear, ladies and gentlemen. I give you episode 293 of the Struggle Play podcast, and I'm going raw. I'm going full in effect. I ain't forget about y'all last week. Let me tell you something. J. Cole messed things up so bad that my computer broke, and I had to get a brand new computer. But we'll talk about that. We'll catch you all up on all the haps and every single thing. I am back. My name is Doug. This is episode 293 33. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 233 of the Struggle Play podcast. You ready? I'm ready. Let's go. Damn you, J. Cole. I'm taking off the kids' gloves.
Gangsta Grizzle.
Down with the kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need no microphone. We don't need no microwave. We just gonna get in our bag. We just gonna talk about the times where things were so simple. Come on.
The king of the place called home of the base. He emerged at the trap from a zone of the plate called a case. And he still keep a chrome on his waist. But the haters in the face getting thrown in the way. Like a pussy nigga named Lil Wesley trying to test me. On your best behavior with your faggot ass best be. Choose words carefully when you address me. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect me. Or else get wet like a Jets nigga. Take 10 of these and live. That'll impress me. Say I wanna rap on your songs and you let me. See you on the front of the source like that upset me. Fuck you in the ass, I ain't mad by shit. Try and tip shot quick, so your ass gon' get. And I ain't finna put a mask on flip. I'ma empty out the clip and your ass gon' flip. Bet your moms and your dad gon' trip. But then the consequences try to mash on tilt.
Nigga, literally I'll murk you, physically I'll hurt you. You ain't never ran the streets, you had a curfew.
Listen, nigga, playing with me, you be in the dirt soon. Look you in the eye, see you sweet like perfume. So go on, keep running your dick suckers, I'ma swing. Show the world that you're just a big sucker. Daddy should've got some hair, wish you would've wore a rubber.
But he didn't, so now I guess the world gotta suffer.
You the kind of wankster gangster and had enough of. So I'ma take pride when I ride through and bust you. Tip will be the reason for the Saturday your mama seen. Wanna let this case slay a nigga like the drummer
better
king.
Better find a nigga to try, nigga, I ain't the one.
I got 99 problems, little flip ain't one.
Yeah, Jadakiss, the problem mixtape. Hosted by your trial, Big Cutter. G-War Special Edition.
Remix.
Don't be scared to two-step. Got bottles, but the waitress ain't bring the juice yet. I'm old school like the Wrangler with the gooseneck. See my homie and my cuz, red and the blue set. Cool, even though they ain't calling the truth yet.
You see what I'm on?
Out the club with
you
a
see
loose
what
snap.
Time it is that I'm here to do right
with
now.
I got old rhymes, y'all fools competing with the gas guzzle the flow.
I just want to take it back to a time when things were
like
simple, where rappers
the only place
rap.
I feel safe is Commerce,
didn't
HSBC,
feel like
you're chasing. I'm
they were stepping on somebody's toes.
And them little drug dealers ain't
doing,
just can't keep them locked.
But they
want
to
spend what I can. Rest
hip-hop.
To the kids, though. Drop R.A. Hard time
and
to
this, well, they did it.
Smelly motherfuckers.
They didn't apologize for it. Jermaine Cole, what is he doing? What is he doing? So I gotta take you back to the ass and come it on. I gotta take you back to let you know what real diss songs are like. So ladies and gentlemen, when I'm in my bag.
When I met you, you was on my dick. Jigga gave you his old Bentleys. Now you want some
shit. I'm in my bag.
I don't know where they found you, son. But since your pops ain't around, I'ma punish you and ground you, son. And niggas can't stand you, Siegel.
Your flow is mine anyway, so don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Them niggas that gassed you is ass too. Trust me, them niggas don't wanna shoot five dogs. They rush, believe it or not, ghetto is mine. And when I see you, I'ma put your cornrows on the yellow lines. I got niggas in Philly that been where you live. Fuck Scarface, my bullets hit women and kids. Worst mistake was trying for me. And you could bring the baby gorilla with you. He dying for free. I'm stunting on a disco beat. Use a fag, your next rhyme should be on a Cisco beat. And I hate beans, but fuck it, Kiss gon' eat. It's me and you, fuck the labels. Let's go street, and your rap fans need me. I don't know why this nigga talking all greasy when Max Jammy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 233 of the Struggle Play Podcast. I am your one and only host, Doug, a.k.a. Northside Doug, a.k.a. the common denominator, the American dream, your ancestors, my ancestors, wildest dreams, raps, remedy, and Harlem's hero, recording live in effect from Harlem, USA. Welcome, folks. Look, so here's the deal. I promise you, I had an entire episode dedicated to J. Cole and how he finally stepped into the arena and found him a worthy opponent to engage in a rap beef. Right? I think he did. We think he did. And we were all a bit excited because Kendrick came out and said this.
I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom.
Love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K-Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali.
So what did J. Cole do after hearing Kendrick's response to his just, I don't even want to call it a jab, just a warning shot. Cole dropped a diss record on Friday, and I was going to break it down line from line, word for word, to talk about how impressed I was at his boldness and still disappointed at this lackluster effort. Let's just take a listen to this lackluster effort now. You know what? No. I'm not going to play any music. I'm not going to play his music. I'm not. My favorite rapper is scared. And I don't know what to do. My favorite rapper of all time is terrified about a diss record that hasn't even dropped. He lost sleep after he dropped a diss. I refuse to play that song. Right now, I just refuse to play any J. Cole at this moment. Me and my good friend from college, who is also a lifelong J. Cole fan. Well, who knows if he is right now. This is like, you know, I don't even know what to say. Cole was that one rapper that I could truly hang on to and say, yeah, that's my favorite. It's my guy. We roll until the wheels fall off. And to see him just bow out after he didn't even throw like a right hook, you know, this was like a jab and an uppercut. And I'm like, yo, you mean to tell me that you lost sleep for the last 2 days? For 2 days, you lost sleep over a song that you put out, a response. Because I was getting excited, like, oh my God, at least rap is competitive again. And I was talking to my homie about it all weekend long. Like, yo, this is crazy, right? You know, wow. Like, I'll give him an A for effort just because of the climate that we're in, where rappers just now have secret and silent beefs with each other. Like, I still wish you would have named Kendrick, but you did talk about him. You did say that his second album was sleepy. A lot of people agree, right? But a lot of people would like to say that your albums and that your music can get pretty sleepy as well. But I just remember I had a whole episode baked and ready to go. Okay? Mind you guys, I just moved to New York City. I have been working. I'm now on day number 9 in terms of just straight up work. Straight up working. Day 9. That's me. And I wait anxiously for my favorite rapper, right, to drop some music. And not only did he drop a diss, but he dropped an album. And now he regrets the diss record? And I didn't even know he did that. I had the episode scheduled ready to go. I carved out sweet and precious time out of my very hectic New York City Manhattan lifestyle just so that the world can hear what I have to say. And then my homie texts me at 1 a.m. and says, yo, hold on, I'll read you the text. Shout out to the homie Rich. I will read you this text message where he literally says, where is it at? Because him and I were going back and forth on this. And he said, where is it at? He told me to be patient after I wasn't satisfied with the diss record, right? He said, be patient. Even though he agreed that the diss was straight ass and that he hated it and thought it was childish. It was. He texted me at 1 in the morning and said, this nigga dead ass apologized. This niggas can never say he's the best rapper ever. Keep that bronze, nigga. Shout out to the homie Rich. Keep that bronze, bruh. Don't even keep the bronze. You don't get a medal anymore. You do not get a medal. You completely let your fans down. The same fans that was telling the whole world, just wait for Cole to rap. Just wait for Cole to drop. Just wait for Cole to let everybody know that he's better than Kendrick and Drake. And just when he starts picking up some steam and he gets a nice little jab from Kendrick, right? Just like a little jab, like a little 1-2 jab. So like 2 jabs. And then Cole gave him a jab uppercut. And then now Cole, and then just imagine you do that in a fight. And then you back off and say, you know, man, my bad, bro. I ain't mean to do that. Here, next shot's on you. I got my hands down. What? What? Now, granted, I'm not asking for a Biggie versus Pac or a Beans versus Kiss. I'm just asking for some competition. I'm asking for some sport. Is this hip hop? Is this hip hop? Is this hip hop? What are we afraid of, Jermaine? You completely let an entire fan base down. Now you have to sit on that. And you did that? You apologized at your own festival that you headlined? that you created in headline and you apologize? Bruh, you ain't just let Nas down. You ain't just let Doug down. You ain't just let your fans down. You let hip hop down. When my homie texted me that, and he said that Cole apologized, and I went on Twitter to see what he was talking about, and I saw it, I literally replied back and said, I'm disgusted. I've never been disgusted ever before. Like, and I've been baffled. Baffled when I first heard Chief Keef. I thought his music was an abomination of rap. I thought hip hop completely died when Ice Spice came out. I thought that hip hop had the worst year ever, which was 2023, the 50-year anniversary of hip hop. It literally had its worst year ever, numbers wise. Only one number one album, one number one hip hop album that charted in Billboard. And guess who it was? Lil Uzi Vert. He's not even really hip hop. He's not even really rap. And then when you have an actual lyricist drops a very mediocre, subpar record, a diss record, and he apologizes for it 2 days after, nigga, Nas would never, Jay-Z would never, Chief Keef would never, Lil Dicky would never, Lil Flip would never, T.I. would never, Drake would never, Drake, the light-skinned wonder, Toronto's very own, October's very own, a Canadian. And we know that Canadians are a little, you know, but he would never apologize. Right? Drake would never apologize. Kendrick would never apologize. Dog, Kendrick don't even have to touch you anymore. He doesn't even have to do anything. He can just watch you lay down and take it. Because that's what you just did. This was a complete slap in the face to your fans, to hip hop. Look, we can talk about the maturity of this, all right? But we know that y'all not serious like that. So what's the dog? This was a terrible sting in hip hop. Hip hop has been down bad since 2018, after its monumental historic year when Migos dropped, Cardi B dropped, Pusha T, Kanye, Kid Cudi, Freddie Gibbs, Meek Mill, Royce da 5'9", Nicki Minaj. We have never seen anything like this at all. Okay, we've watched Jay-Z lose against Nas. But we've never seen anything more shocking and disappointing. I'm literally just talking about the sport of it. I'm not talking about actual beef. I'm disappointed. He let Nas down. He let Doug down. He let hip hop down. I'm stunned. I have nothing to say. I was going to do a whole breakdown of some music, but I just got to get this off my chest. Because this just ain't sitting right with my spirit. Oh my God. Like, do we even want to listen to The Fall Off anymore? I don't know. I don't know. Shame. Shame, 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 shame. I got to put this out in the atmosphere to get this off my chest because I don't want to talk about this ever again. I have to find myself a new favorite rapper. I'll catch y'all later.